All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this August 2nd, 2014. Moving day at the PGA Championship at Valhalla. It's no surprise that just miles down from Churchill Downs, a racehorse has broken out at the PGA Championship. And so the only question is Rory McIlroy going to play the role of Secretariat? He certainly proved that his game travels to any conditions at this point, now that he's got a nice Open Championship win, where he once said he didn't like playing in the wind and the rain, and he certainly proved to be able to do that. And now, a long and soft track, he took care of that at Congressional, and now it seems like that's what we have here at Valhalla. So it's the question remains whether he can keep the momentum. He certainly has the confidence he can keep the momentum, and it'll be up to a whole host of people who are going to be trying to track him down, and just a question of how close are they going to get with Rory swinging the way he's swinging it. It's just I played yesterday and with a friend of mine, and you know, I think I don't know if, you know, it's just wonderful to watch somebody, and I think this is what everybody's talking about, who plays the game of golf. It's wonderful to watch somebody swing with absolute freedom. I think as amateur golfers, and, one of the reasons, other than talent, is we can, we're not as good as the pros, but we have more fear, obviously, than some of these guys, and the way he's swinging the club, I think anybody who plays the game can appreciate and marvel at the way he's swinging the club, and to have that absence of fear is tremendous, and it's something beautiful to watch, I would say, and something to appreciate if you play the game of golf. And he's got a host of people on his tail, and it makes for a great Saturday. Certainly a moving day, an important day for Jason Day and Jim Furyk, Ryan Palmer, Ricky Fowler, Mikko Ilonen, Phil Mickelson, and a host of others. I mean, it's just the list it's some pretty dense traffic right behind Rory, and you can go as far down as -3, six shots back. I mean, they're only tied for 17th, so it should be an interesting Saturday. But we're going to take a short break, and hopefully we'll be joined soon by Mike Johnson, the senior editor of the Equipment for Golf World magazine. But we'll take a short break, and when we come back, hopefully he'll join us. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
Well, there's a fire burning. All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hopefully you're on your way to the golf course, or, you know, pulling up, pouring yourself a cup of joe and sitting back and enjoying the show. We're waiting for Mike Johnson, the senior editor of Equipment for a Golf World, to join us shortly. Just got a question via Twitter, whether I thought Rory runs and hides, or does the PGA Championship leaderboard close up? I don't think Rory is I think Rory's going to keep playing the way he's playing. I don't think, you know, he certainly has the ability to sort of separate himself. There's no question about that. The question in this tournament, unlike maybe some of the other major championships, this PGA, the PGA Championship is a different sort of animal in itself. It's very different than the other majors. It's as close to, I guess, if you will, a regular tour event, if you might say. And so, thus, I think the really bunched leaderboard at the top, and I think. It'll be difficult for Rory. He certainly has the talent level. He certainly has the confidence. There's no question about that. I just think that this type of major championship, it might be a little more difficult for Rory to do that. He's got some quality people behind him, and he's got a lot of people behind him, and close. Like I said, minus six is. Is only three strokes back, and that's T7. So there's a host of people there, and there's, like I mentioned, Jason Day, who has struggled with injury, but it seems to always show up in the majors and in the big spots. I know he's had, some injuries, but I think he's a real talent and one to watch. Jim Furyk. Obviously, a talent and has had a wonderful career and been there before. I know Rory has three already too as well, but major championships. But Jim Furyk is the sort of savvy old veteran. It's going to hurt that it's raining. I think again this morning. I don't know how long the rain is supposed to show up or stay, I should say. So. It'd be interesting to see how he's able to, tack his way around the golf course. He does not have the power, never did, was never known for his long game. And so it'll be interesting to see how he does. Ryan Palmer, he has certainly the talent level to play here to do well, but it's a question of whether or not he's going to be able to. Overcome the nerves, if you will, to win his first major and do it against, like I said, some of these names that are surrounded him. Phil Mickelson, you might have been encouraged by the eagle at 18. I certainly think it might have brought him into focus. Phil has always talked about his, losing focus on the golf course, and I'm hoping that the eagle gave him enough energy to sort of wake him up, a little bit of a shock, if you will, a little bit of a jump start. He made a lot. I don't know. I'm a little. I'm encouraged, but I'm a little cautious in his, what he's going to do today. He still has a bunch of, still hitting some loose shots on the golf course. He bogeyed the shortest hole on the course yesterday. So I'm optimistic about his chances this weekend, but I'm a little cautious about him just because he's been hitting some loose shots, and I'm not sure his game is. In full focus just yet, but hopefully that changes this weekend. His putter really bailed him out with some crucial par putt on 16, really kept the momentum going after a loose 7-iron, after just making birdie, or just making bogey. He didn't want to go back to back bogey, so we'll see. Certainly I'm a big fan of his game and him, so hopefully he can bring it to the table today. And then, you look down, you got Graham Dillette, Steve Stricker. So at minus five and a pretty international leaderboard. I was excited. I was happy to see Lee Westwood play well. He took a little bit of a step backwards yesterday, but maybe that's what he needed to get out of his system. He's only at minus five, and that's after, posting a 72. So, maybe that's the one bad round he needed to have and get it out of his system, and that only leaves him four shots back. So It'd be interesting to see what he does today in his quest for his first championship. And so it makes for a great Saturday. I really think this is a, we talk about a moving day and being an exciting day in golf, and it's, this has all the makings to be, like I said, a horse race. As I guess you could say, this is a, they're approaching the final turn. Tomorrow they'll come down the stretch, but they're going to be jockeying for position, and I really think it's going to be a great, great day of golf, and I'm looking forward to saddling up, no pun intended, and just sort of, just seeing how it all unfolds. Rory McIlroy, a special talent. I think really all eyes are on him and just seeing what he does. But I'm really looking forward to see how this Saturday shakes out. I think it's going to be a competitive day. I think it's going to be a fun day of golf. We'll see what the weather does and as the day progresses. Like I said, I think it was raining this morning, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully there'll be no delays. There's one thing we don't want is deal with rain delays and stops and starts and stops and starts. We'd like to play this throughout and get it in so that it sets up for a fun day on Sunday. We're going to take another break. Hopefully Michael will call in. If not, we can maybe you'll call in at 631-888-8811. If not, there's still plenty to talk about on this championship Saturday, moving day at the 2014 PGA Championship. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this moving day at the PGA Championship at Valhalla, Louisville, Kentucky, not far from Churchill Downs. And like I said earlier, no surprising, a horse race has broken out, and it looks to be a fun one. We're going to talk a little tech right now. I found this to be a fascinating story yesterday. We all love technology in golf, and most of us amateurs benefit from the technologies that it's afforded us. Clearly, the pros do, but the technology is out there for us to take advantage of. But there are some people who are more tech savvy than others, and there was a story yesterday that came out of that Michael Johnson, who hopefully will join us this morning at some point, he was reporting on his Golf Channel spot. He did the morning drive spot, and he was talking about how one of the pros came in, and you know how they have all these equipment trailers and where the players come and get to do their tweaks and get everything that they need, whether they're you know, the wedges grinded down, or any adjustments on the lie angles, or you know, lofts on their clubs, or changing shafts, whatever it is, changing grips, whatever it is, it's, you know, it's a kid in a candy store for us. They just come in and they just ask for it, and it gets done. And so just to give you an example of what the level of what these guys and how in tune these guys are to their equipment, one of the professionals went in and had his lie angles adjusted at one of the equipment trucks. And one of the reasons why he did was because he found that his clubs, his type of clubs, I don't remember the manufacturer offhand, to be honest with you, but his clubs were interacting with the turf in a different way than he was used to. I believe he played primarily on POA, and so his clubs sort of had one interaction and one experience with that type of grass. But at Valhalla in the bent grass, his clubs were reacting a different way, which was really, I found to be fascinating. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you hear about playing out of the rough and the different, you know, the different types of grass in the northeast and in the southeast or out west. This is, we're talking fairway grass. And he, this particular pro, I think it was Block was his name, and it was just amazing to me that someone could be so hypersensitive about their equipment and how their equipment does with, you know, reacts to the turf. And so what he found out was that his irons in the bent grass were causing the ball to tug left. And so he had to flatten out his irons. I mean, I'm not sure there are a lot of people that are, you know, certainly not amateurs that would be so in tune to realize that it was the lie angle. I don't know. It was an impressive, maybe it happens all the time, but to me, I've never heard the story, anything like that before, but I've heard it when people's swings have changed. Clearly, you know, some people flatten out their swing or it goes more upright or whatever the case may be. But not, that's because of a swing change, not because of the grass and how the bounce of the sole of their club interacts with the face of the club. I thought that was an interesting bit of tidbit there from the equipment side of from Valhalla. Another interesting point that I thought was brought up, that Matt Adams from SiriusXM brought up a good point, and that is regarding injuries. And he brought up a good point whether or not the number of withdrawals, I mean, is just ridiculous. And there are a lot more seasoned reporters than me who are reporting from that have noted that there have been just more withdrawals than they can remember. Ben Crane, I'm not sure what the extent of his injury was. Boo Weekly, I believe, had a shoulder injury, as well as Angel Cabrera and Jason Duffner, the reigning PGA champion, had two bulging discs, who I thought had some interesting comments. We all know him to be a laid-back guy, but to him saying that, you know, he wasn't really concerned when he played golf again. And there have been some articles intimating that he may not play again at all. I don't think that's the case at all, but I just thought it was an interesting, he's very laid back, and he said he doesn't see himself playing in 5 years or certainly down the road as some of these, certainly not like a Tom Watson who said he'd retire when he was 45, and here he is 65 years old and just made the cut playing with these kids. 64, I think he's 64 years old, and here he is not only playing with the kids, but he made the cut. And you know, it's obviously impressive. But Matt Adams, getting to my original point, brought up this notion that, you know, with all these injuries, obviously the well chronicled Tiger Woods injuries and all these withdrawals as we're seeing here at Valhalla, does it have anything to do with the wraparound schedule? You know, we went to the wraparound schedule, and I just wonder, if players are adding tournaments to compete. I mean, it's a, you know, we focus, tend to focus on the, you know, the 1% of the 1%, you know, the Tiger Woods and the Rory McIlroys and the Phil Mickelsons and the guys who are the elite golf players. But there's a whole host of golfers who are trying to make the top 125 on the money list. I mean, who would have thought when we watched Nick Watney come of age on the PGA Tour? I mean, he was playing in an alternate event at the Barracuda, the one that saw, oddly, you know, to my point, a past U.S. Open champion, Jeff Ogilvy, win. So, you know, two players that, you know, we thought were sort of going to, you know, maybe not had the talent of a Rory and a Phil and a Tiger, but certainly not someone who, or a group of two guys that we thought when we watched them play at the time would be a couple years later struggling, you know, 5 years later, 10 years later, struggling to be at, you know, at 125, trying to stay on the tour and playing alternate site events. It just, you wouldn't have thought it, but it's a tough, you know, pro golf is a difficult endeavor, and I'm not sure a lot of people appreciate it to that extent. It's difficult, and so are people pressing, are golfers pressing to play on a weekly basis or adding events to keep that money, you know, the to stay within the 125, and is that causing some injuries? Yeah, I don't know. You know, and Angel Cabrera does, you know, he's a international golfer. I don't know, you know, where, to be honest with you, with Jason Duffner, he's not playing more than he should be playing. So I'm not sure where he's developed his injury. But I don't know. It's just an interesting bit whether or not this wraparound golf this tour schedule has put a lot of pressure on, put it on the players. I thought Matt, you know, brought up a good point. All right, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me this morning. Looks like Mike has... we missed him this morning, so I know he's busy at Valhalla. And that's all right. We've had plenty to talk about here. The 2014 PGA Championship is, I think, shaping up to be a classic, and I think if, you know, today will be just as interesting watching players jockey for position as tomorrow will be in watching them and see how it all shakes out. I just think it makes for fascinating theater and should be a good one. Wanted to finish up with a story that I thought was really, really well done, really funny. If you haven't seen it, Golf Digest, David Kindred wrote this article on golfdigest.com. Why does Bubba Watson rub people the wrong way? ? Well, the list gets longer and longer. So, and in this article, not only is it well written, it's pretty hilarious. And, you know, and the question becomes, we know and that his behavior was poor, Bubba Watson's behavior was poor, and it was nice that he tweeted out, you know, an apology, he's trying to get better, but it makes you wonder, is he learning? It's one thing to say you're sorry, and that's great. I thought it was what he did was well done, and it was he needed to do it in terms of, I guess, from an image standpoint. But it just makes you wonder if he's learning. I mean, he was complaining about the I thought the line from the episode. He was complaining about the rain and how it was making, you know, it was getting the club face was his driver was wet. The club face on the driver was wet, and he couldn't control the ball. And it was just funny. And if I'll read this little part of what Dave wrote, and you'll find it to be really it's funny. And he says the first item on Bubba's personal website appears under the words "Who is Bubba Watson?" It reports Christian loved Jesus and loved sharing his faith. And so, and he continues, so after the F-bomb episode in Friday's second round of the PGA Championship, I got to wondering which biblical character Bubba might have in mind. You think Noah? ? All that rain, or Job, all that suffering? And he said, wait, Noah and Job existed even before old Tom Morris, so they never went through Bubba's version of a living hell. He had to play with raindrops on his driver face, and we all know that is the Satan's work. For surely the Prince of Darkness diverted the raindrops from all the other players and caused them to settle only on Bubba's sticks. And it goes on, and it was just really, really funny. And I think, you know, this is, you know, it's getting old for Bubba. And by the way, Bubba, you are scheduled to play in the Ryder Cup, which is, you know, in Scotland. And if I'm not mistaken, rains fairly often in Scotland. So whatever it is that you need to get squared away with the raindrops and on your driver, hopefully you'll get it done soon. But I think Bubba can be a bigger story, and I think he takes away from himself when he acts in this petulant way. And I know even some of the most diehard fans of Bubba Watson, it's getting old. And he really needs to ask himself, do I want to be a superstar in this game, or do I want to be somebody who's going to have this baggage carry, you know, following him around when he acts like this? Like I said, it's great that he said he was sorry. It was great that he tweeted that out and showed a little remorse for his behavior, but it's getting old. And, you know, does he want this? You know, it followed Sergio around a long time. I guess really that's a good case in point. And does he want that? Does he want to follow in those footsteps? Well, the question really is up to Bubba Watson whether he wants to do that or not. I hope he doesn't. I hope he turns into that could be the superstar that he wants on and off the golf course. Well, but the only question, that's a question that remains for him and how he behaves going forward. But it certainly is getting old. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate you tuning in. I really appreciate the support. And a special thanks to Trevor behind the glass, my engineer, who always helps me out on a weekly basis. And is always there when I need to go to commercial and get a drink of water. I really appreciate his help. Thank you, Trevor. And thank you all for supporting the only long golf show on Long Island. And hopefully you'll tune in next week. Thank you, and have a great weekend. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsese.